It's really a day worldwide where people have an opportunity to focus on the importance of literacy. So we have a lot of folks who are impacted by the inability to read a medicine label, to understand their health care, the inability to fill out a job application, and even the inability to read their child a story at night. So people who are functionally illiterate or even reading below a fifth grade level, 80% of those folks never read to their kids. And I think that's really startling. So Play for Literacy is a Scrabble tournament that's coming up. It gives people an opportunity to understand how literacy impacts all of us right here as community members. Folks who have less than a ninth grade education. In the U.S., the percentages are about 6%. In Virginia, 5%. Right here, they're about 10%. So for us, we are working with a lot of folks who have functional illiteracy struggles. And that would be adults who are needing help with reading and writing skills. We work with a lot of folks who are struggling with English language. Those are our immigrant and refugee community members who need help with English language skills, speaking and listening, reading and writing. We do one-on-one tutoring for people who are trying to get the GED so that they can get to the next level and improve their opportunities for employment and education. And then about 60% of what we do is working with folks who are studying for the U.S. citizenship test and interview. And it opens great opportunities for them to not only have the rights and responsibilities that we have as American citizens, but to become an active part in this community. I would say right now we have maybe 30 to 35 volunteer tutors just in our citizenship program. And we offer classes every 6 weeks. So for us, we're working with legal permanent residents who have been here, who are eligible, who are already active members in this community, and they just want to continue on and fulfill that dream of becoming citizens. Somebody like a gentleman and his wife and his two college-age children, who that was their dream. They came here as refugees with really nothing, and they've been able to really assimilate into this community, learn the language, and just passed their test just a few weeks ago. And we're very excited for them to take their oath next month.
Well, I also wanted to ask you about that particular program, the citizenship program, because with the really heated debates over immigration going on right now in Washington and around the country, I've been wondering if that has been affecting you in any way in terms of support or volunteers.
For Skyline Literacy, we still do what we started out doing in 1987, and that's tutors working one-on-one with community members, local folks, native speakers who are struggling with reading and writing. And it won't happen without community support. So I guess people forget that that need is still there, people who are trying to improve reading and writing.
Elizabeth, thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Bob.
It's been good talking with you.
Same here.